Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Juan Bonilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The catcher, John Stefiro. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Carter moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Flanagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler scores. It's 2 to nothing, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero strikes out. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton strikes out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Malley. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Bando moves to second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Traber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Traber for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Negro covering, for the out. One out. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0-for-1 in the game. Stefero takes first base on ball 4. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stefero moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Negro covering, for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Franco strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stefero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stefero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stefero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Juan Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stefero moves to second. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Tabler is walked intentionally. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynn strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Joe Carter now playing right field. Corey Snyder now playing shortstop. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Olkers now pitching. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traber is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Traber for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.